Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Green Acres, we are there. Clyde, what's your pleasure? How about a game of gin rummy with $5 a point?
No, thanks.
Start poker with the jacks, the kings, and the queens, and deuces, and the three of hearts, why?
I don't think so.
How about strip poker? You know, where when you lose, you have to take off some of your clothes.
Look, if I want to get undressed, I don't have to play cards to do it.
Well, I just wanted to make it sporty.
Lisa, I'd like to read.
All right, darling. You read, and I tell your fortune.
Fine.
Well, I see nothing but unhappiness for you. You've got an executive producer in your future.
What?
Of course, things don't look too good for him either, because he has two written bys following him.
Written by? What are you...
It's getting worse. Now there is a directed by in the picture.
Would you mind telling me what...
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Four of spades. That means that either a tall stranger is going to come and visit you, or you're going to lose all your teeth. No, that's seven of clubs.
Lisa, I want to read. I'm not interested in that nonsense.
Nonsense? It's a lucky thing you're not a Hungarian, or you'd be in big trouble with the gypsies.
Well, that's...
Do you know what they do to you for making fun of fortune-telling? They turn you into a chicken.
A chicken?
Or a duck? Or a goose. When they get mad, there is no telling what they do to you. They turned a girlfriend of mine into a rabbit. She's working in the Playboy Club in Budapest.
Good night, Lisa.
Good night.
Mr. Douglas! Mr. Douglas! Where's Mr. Douglas?
He's in the barn.
Thank you.
Of all the silly... Lisa, that kid is...
Oh, Mr. Douglas. I looked for you out in the barn, but you weren't there.
Of course not.
I've got a letter.
Oh, good, great. May I have some coffee?
Don't you want to know who the letter's from?
Okay, who's it from?
Can I have some coffee, too?
Yes, get a cup and saucer.
Okay, now then. Where were we?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Oh, I remember. I told you I got a letter, and you were begging me to tell you who it was from.
No, I wasn't. All right. Who's it from?
You'll never believe it. It's from Tadpole Talbot.
You're right. I don't believe it.
Tadpole and I grew up together in Stankwell Falls.
What are you taking your coffee?
Cream and sugar.
We lived right next door to each other. His mother used to borrow stuff from my mother, and my mother used to borrow stuff from his. That's how we got my sister.
It's gonna be one of those days. What is that?
Cream and sugar.
Where's the coffee?
Well, I haven't made it yet.
Well, then why did you put the cream and the sugar in the cup?
I didn't want to forget it.
Uh-huh.
Guess what Tadpole says here in his letter? He's coming to visit me.
The Four of Spades. You see, Oliver, the cards are always right. They said that a tall stranger is coming to visit you, and he's coming.
He's not coming to visit me. He's coming to visit Eb.
Well, I'm your son, so that's close enough.
You are not my son.
Well, whatever I am, is it okay if he shares my room with me?
Would you like to have some more coffee?
You haven't made any yet.
Well, when I do, would you like to have some more?
Please.
Imagine, after all these years, I'm going to see Tadpole Talbot.
What the? What is that?
It's Tadpole's traveling house. He's here.
And you said there was no such thing as a Four of Spades.
Oh, will you stop talking about
it? Boy, you ought to see the inside of this thing. Tadpole's got everything in it. A kitchen, a living room, a dining room, bedroom, and a shower.
You mean he's taking a...
No, he's washing his clothes. I think he's on spin dry.
Of all the...
What are all those wires?
Oh, I plugged him into our life support system. The one on top is a telephone, this is electricity, and this one goes to his stock ticker.
Stock ticker?
Yeah, he has a direct line to the floor of the stock exchange. Or is it the floor of the stockyard? Well, whatever it is, he sure has hit it big.
What does he do?
Didn't you see his sign? Oh, I forgot to unfurl it.
The original Tadpole Talbot.
Oh, that's what he does.
You mean he makes a living out of being the original Tadpole Talbot?
He sure does.
Howdy.
Oh, original. I want you to meet my mom and dad.
We're not your mom and...
It sure is good to see my little old pal Eb again. You know me and him used to live next door to each other.
Yeah, I was telling him how my ma used to borrow stuff from your ma.
That's right. Oh, by the way, did she ever return my sister?
I'm sure she did. If your ma ever returned the sugar she borrowed.
You know I owe a lot to Eb. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be what I am today.
What are you?
He's the original Tadpole Talbot.
Well, I gathered as much.
As much what?
Oh, original. Your ticker's running.
Oh, I'll answer it later. Eb, full Eb here hadn't said no when I asked him to lend me $35 to go to fingerprinting school. I'd never be where I am today.
Just where are you?
He's only the biggest recording star on the connubial label.
Recording star?
The connubial label?
Yeah, you ought to see the list of hit songs originals recorded. Hey, what were some of them?
Oh, I guess my first big one was, I've Got a Right to Drink the Booze.
I've got a...
That was a protest song against the Temperance League.
How come you didn't know that?
I followed that one up with Tiptoe Through the Barnyard.
Oh, that must have been a smash.
Not as big as I grease my flivver with chicken liver.
They sound fabulous, but what has he done lately?
I just recorded a new song, and it's going to be a big seller. It's called The Four of Spades.
Bingo! You see, Oliver, the cards are always right.
Cards, ma'am?
You were in my husband's fortune right after the directed by. You see,
oh, Well, wait a second. Maybe he wants to ask you about the directed by.
No, ma'am.
Well, anyway, I turned over the Four of Spades
Lisa, it's getting late. Maybe you'd better start dinner, hmm?
All right. Would you like to stay for dinner?
Oh, that's mighty neighborly of you, ma'am. I'll see you in a little while.
I guess he's going in to answer his stock ticker. No? I guess he's going in to take a shower.
You mean people actually buy records like that, what was it, I Greased My Flivver with Chicken Liver?
They sure do. Well, that's pure Americana.
Sounds like pure...
Tadpole's records sell like crazy. You ought to hear him sing.
Oh, I'd love to.
Eb, could you set up my electronic guitar for me? Yeah, I'd like to, but I gotta clear off the table.
No, I'll do it.
Oh, here, let me help you, ma'am.
No, thank you. I have a system.
That's your system.
Yeah, but what happened...
Oh, after a while, you'll get used to it.
That sure was a fine supper, ma'am. Them hotcakes were scrumptious.
Those I never got used to.
Would you like to have some more cream and sugar?
No, thank you, ma'am. Sure beats drinking coffee.
Did you and him really grow up together?
Yes, sir. Why, we was bosom buddies. Begging your pardon, ma'am.
Well, that's all right.
You know, I owe Eb an awful lot. That's the reason I came back to visit him. I've just got to show my appreciation to him in some way.
Why didn't you give him a lot of money?
Lisa.
I thought about doing that, ma'am, but that ain't true, Americana.
Oh, I don't think anybody would mind if you were a little unpatriotic.
Well, I've got another idea.
I brought in all your stuff, Ted.
Oh, thank you.
Well, shall we repair to the living room for the evening's musicale?
Doggone it! Didn't I set it up right?
It looks that way.
Oh, you didn't plug her in.
Oh, sorry.
There we are. Guess I better tune her up a little bit.
I haven't seen anything like that since the warden threw the switch on George Rapp.
I think she's all right now.
What are you gonna play?
I'd like to hear the Four of Spades.
Pleasure, ma'am. I set my weekly poker game staring at my hand. I said to myself, if I get an ace, now wouldn't that be grand? But instead, I got the Four of Spades. I got the Four of Spades. I got the Four of Spades. Four of Spades is what I got.
You're blowing the...
I picked up four lovely hearts. I almost had a flush. I said to myself, now one more heart. Wouldn't that be lush? But instead,
it's getting dark in here.
Naturally, he's blowing all the...
I got the Four of Spades.
Hey, will you...
I got the Four of Spades. I got the Four of Spades. The Four of Spades is what I got.
Doesn't that sad boy sing beautifully?
Oh, he's a real fuse blower.
Anyway, I...
Mr. Douglas, can I come in?
Yes, come in. Ed, will you watch it?
Guess what? Tadpole offered me a job.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
I'm going to travel around with him all over the country and help him plug his songs. He's going to teach me show business from the inside.
And you said he would never amount to anything.
We're leaving in the morning, so I just came in to get my severance pay.
You're not entitled to severance pay.
Well, you just took all the heart out of this moment.
Well, I'm very...
I hate to leave you this way. I don't know what's going to happen to the farm with me not around to keep you from making stupid mistakes.
I'll manage.
Then I guess this is goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye, Dad.
No, I'm not your dad. Goodbye. And good luck.
Would you like to give me your blessing?
It's not necessary.
Then hail and farewell. Or as somebody once said, I'm making a small step for man and a big leap for mankind.
Oh, brother.
I hope he knows what he's doing.
Why should he start now?
I wonder what the future holds for him.
I haven't the faintest idea.
Well, if you get me a deck of cards, I'll tell you.
Good night. Where's the milk pail?
What does it look like?
Well, it's a pail.
Well, if you remember where you put your things.
No, I didn't put it away. Eb did.
Oh, I miss him. The old place just doesn't seem the same without the platter of his little feet.
The platter of...
Yes, he used to always sing and whistle. Of course, not at the same time.
No, no.
Oh, I wish he would come back.
He's only been gone an hour.
Well, I am worried about him. I was looking through the cards this morning.
Maybe Eb left it in the barn, huh?
What the?
Morning, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, Mr. Haney.
Can I interest you in a ride in a ricochet?
A ricochet? You mean a...
Just climb right in.
Wait, I don't want... No.
Chop, chop, Chang. Stop this thing.
I don't want to...
That sure ain't the fastest form of transportation.
Mr. Haney, how did you get...
Now, if you'll just give the driver a tip, I'll take care of whatever's on the meter.
I'm not giving
chop,
him...
Chop, Chang.
Where did you get a thing?
He's just one of the many types of workers as furnished by the Haney Employment Service. Chang read this ad of mine as it appeared in an issue of the Grand Coulee Gazette.
The Grand Coulee? Have you no shame?
Not much. Chang came to me knowing that I would be able to find him suitable employment. And our motto, as you can read on the bottom line, is we fit the man to the job, or we vice versa him.
Well, that's the...
Now, knowing that Eb has left you to become a big recording star...
He's not gonna be a recording star.
Well, be that as whomsoever, it's obvious that you need somebody to replace him.
I don't want to replace him.
You will when you find out what the Haney Employment Service can offer you. Now, in order to fulfill our slogan of fitting a man to the job, I use the services of the Haney Computator.
I believe the word is computer.
That is correct. But my machine is a combination of an old computer and a new potato peeler. Hence, computator.
There must be somebody I can complain to about you.
As you know, all computators work on the principle of the punch card. I have here a card.
Look, I've got to...
Now, if you will just answer a few simple questions, I'm sure we can come up with just the right person for you.
I told you I don't
want... Now, since this job calls for a man, we'll punch this little box under mail. Now, just what do we want this mailman to do?
I don't want...
Chop wood? Milk the cows? Feed the chickens? Fix the tractor? And other assorted duties.
Mr. Haney, you're just wasting your...
Now, about the salary. Shall we say $300 a week?
$300?
And just how many hours a day would he have to work for this pittance? 8? Now, there's just one more question that I'm obliged to ask you by the Labor Department of this sovereign state. Do you keep your liquor locked up?
That's none of your...
Let me give you a no on that. It'll make it easier to find somebody. There you are. I believe this will give you a good picture of the man for this job.
I'm afraid not. He looks a little punchy to me.
It's no wonder Eb took that big leap for mankind.
Oh, yeah, postcard did come in from Eb this morning.
Oh, good. We haven't heard from him ever since he left, over a week ago.
Oh, here it is. Ain't that a pretty picture of the Muckalucky County Courthouse?
Well, I can't tell from here.
Oh, sorry. Will you look at that? Kid's really squandering his money. Used a 5-cent stamp to mail a penny postcard.
That's what it costs now.
It does? When did they raise the rates?
A few months ago.
Doggone it. That must be what was in that letter I lost from the Postmaster General.
May I please have that? Well, let's see. Dear folks, yesterday I can't read his writing.
Whose writing can't he read?
No, I can't read Eb's writing.
Is that all he says?
No, I mean...
Well, maybe I can read it. Yesterday, I spent the whole day in the country fair with Tadpole, plugging his songs. I love show business, and I write to you soon.
We've been traveling day and night.
through all different kinds of country. Next week, we'll be in the Middle West.
Last week, me and Tadpole traveled all through the Middle West.
You mean like Wisconsin?
Where is Wisconsin?
In the Middle West.
He doesn't say. All he says is that he's having a wonderful time, and Tadpole says he's the best plugger he's ever had.
Good.
Oh, Oliver, any mail from Ab?
Oh, yes, another card.
Oh, he's in Abilene, Kansas.
Abilene.
Where is that?
It's in the Middle West, right near the second button.
Oh, well, wherever he is, he's still plugging away for Tadpole.
We left Abilene last Tuesday, and I've been working real hard here in Reno. Next stop, San Francisco. And after that...
We're going on to Hollywood. I write you a long letter from there. Love, Ab.
Yeah, that's where it's from. Hollywood, California.
Oh, imagine our son in Hollywood.
He's not our son.
What does he say?
Send $300.
Well, that's not a very long letter, but it's the thought that counts.
The thought any boob can think of asking for $300.
You want to send him a money order?
I'm not sending him anything.
Well, if you don't, I will. The poor boy. He's macarooned out there.
Yeah, he's macarooned.
Do you know what could happen to him in Hollywood with all those producers and nightclubs and girls in bikinis?
Yeah.
Then you will send him the money?
No, I'll take it out to him myself.
Would you like to have another sandwich?
No, ma'am. They fed me on the plane.
I couldn't tell from the way you're putting it away.
I always eat like this after I've had a traumatic experience.
You see, Oliver, he only been one day in Hollywood, and he already had one of those experiences.
Would you like to hear what happened to me?
Yes, we would.
I can't tell you. It's too horrible.
Well, then why did you ask us?
I thought you might like to know.
If it's too painful, forget it.
I might as well tell you. You'll go on nagging me this way until I do.
Oliver, what are you nagging him about?
I'm not nagging...
Tadpole misled me. He told me he was going to teach me show business from the inside.
Well, didn't he?
Yeah. I was always inside that mobile motel of his, shining his shoes, pressing his pants, doing his laundry, cooking his meals.
But I thought you were going to plug his songs.
Oh, I did. Every time he sang a song, I had to plug in his guitar for him. I plugged him in San Francisco and St. Louis and Kansas City. And then we got to Hollywood, and that's when we had the big blow-up.
What kind of a blow-up?
He was AC, and I plugged him into DC. I blew out his guitar, his amplifier, and three of his fillings.
Served him right for taking advantage of you.
Now, I suppose you want your old job back?
Yes, sir, but not at my old salary.
You expect a raise?
Why not? He's got a lot more experience.
I'm sorry, but I'm not giving you a raise.
But, Mr. Douglas...
You already owe me $300.
That's why I want a raise, so I can pay you back faster.
That makes sense.
Not to me. You can have your old job back at your old salary.
I'm going to need another sandwich. I just had another one of them traumatic experiences.
Oh, here's some milk. The three of diamonds, the four of hearts, the six of clubs, the queen of spades. Ooh! What have we got here?
We got a husband who's trying to get some sleep.
Oliver, how can you think of sleep at a time like this?
Look, it's 12:30. That's as good a time as any.
Aren't you interested in what the cards say about your future?
I'm only interested in getting a good night's sleep, and obviously I can't get it here.
You'll be back covered with plaster. The cards are always right. Filmways presentation, darling.